Dr. Joel Aronowitz is the former chief of plastic surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles and joins us on the phone. Doctor, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks a lot for coming on. We appreciate it. You are something of an expert in this field. In layman's terms, what is stem cell treatment?
Well, these are stem cells from the patient's own body, what we call autogenous stem cells, not embryonic stem cells that are produced in the lab, just to be clear. And they're basically the precursor cells that that become grown-up adult cells later. And in the in our fat tissues, we have a lot of them. In heart muscle, for example, they're only about one in every 40,000, but in fat, it's about one in every other cell is a precursor or stem cell.
How do you harvest those cells?
Through through liposuction, usually. And there turns out there's a concentration of those cells in the fat of the abdomen and the love handle areas, which is where, at least in America, a lot of people have a little bit of extra fat.
So you take the stem cells, you harvest them, and then reintroduce them into a particular area of the body?
Exactly.
Okay. And that would be, you would do that for reasons of what? I mean, anything? Injury? If you want to alter the appearance, like in plastic surgery? I mean, how far do you go?
Well, there's they basically are doing two things. One is they're useful for restoring volume. So if we're adding fat to an area of the body for either cosmetic or reconstructive purposes, then they're going to help that fat to grow because those are the cells that survive the transfer process best. And those are also the cells we know from research that direct the regeneration process. The other purpose besides adding volume is to add, take advantage of their regenerative effects. So those cells, if you inject them without additional fat, they still have a wonderful effect in regenerating aged tissues or tissues that have been damaged by irradiation or injury.
So now this has come to the fore most recently, at least in the sports world, in terms of Peyton Manning, that it that the neck injury that he suffered, and he's had repeated surgeries, and there's a certain amount of desperation to get him healthy and try and get him back this season, that one of the things he did is he went outside the United States to have stem cells therapy. What would the application be there, and how, you know, is that a shot in the dark, or is that something something that we understand can, you know, that absolutely works?
Well, nothing works absolutely, of course, but I think it's a very reasonable thing to try. You know, in this situation, we're using the stem cells for non-homologous use. In other words, we're putting stem cells somewhere where they God didn't put them naturally. When we're putting them from fat tissue to another area where we're trying to create fat tissue, that's a more normal use. Here, they're, and I don't know the Peyton Manning's doctors, and I don't know the details of his care, but in a patient such as that who has chronic pain, has an injury, then they're introducing these stem cells, I suspect, to reduce inflammation and to take advantage of the regenerative effects of the stem cells on the local tissue.
So that would augment whatever other treatment? This is not would this be considered a treatment unto itself?
Yeah, this would be considered a treatment unto itself.
So he's hardly the first athlete to go through. Bartolo Colon used this, well, he may have used HGH as well, but there are a bunch of athletes who have credited this, right? With
one of the more famous athletes in America running for president, Rick Perry, underwent this surgery apparently just a few weeks ago. So it's being used widely at the cutting edge of sports medicine.
Is the procedure illegal in the United States?
Not really illegal. It's certainly in a gray zone. And the FDA has not really been very clear with us in terms of what's acceptable and what isn't. Their contention is that these cells become a drug at some point, and therefore they can regulate them. And it's a little bit technical, but the guidelines are basically that if you use these cells from the same patient,
right,
then it's the same patient's cells, no problem. If you use them without adding any kind of agent that changes them, that causes them to become something else, an inducing agent, then that's not a you know, no problem. Because if you add an inducing agent, like we know, we can add certain kinds of drugs or hormones in the test tube to make these cells become muscle or other specific types of cells. As long as we don't add anything, the FDA is good. And then the other thing, though, is that the FDA says you need to use this graft for homologous use. In other words, if it's fatty tissue, you need to use it for another fatty tissue. If you want to inject these into heart muscle, that needs to be part of a study. If you want to inject them into inflammatory sites, then you need to, the patient needs to be part of a study, and because it's experimental and the patient needs to have protection.
It seems to me that the you have a fairly narrow definition of the legality of the procedures in America, which, and that is in essence why we're seeing athletes go offshore.
That, and because in America the FDA's lack of clarity in terms of what's acceptable and what isn't has sort of scared people off from doing studies of, you know, using the stem cells, and that's been a real problem in America. Outside of America, I've traveled to Japan, to Korea, all over the world. There, a lot of this work is being done, but in America, only just now, the last year, have we been able to really start clinically using this technology. And then only in certain centers where the patient is entered into a study.
What do you think the possibilities are here? We've seen what Tommy John surgery did, for instance, to revolutionize sports injury treatment. It's changed everything. It's become routine now. Yeah. What could this be?
About 30 seconds, doctor.
This could be a game changer. This could really be something that shifts the paradigm in terms of how we treat chronic pain syndromes, chronic injuries, how we treat tissue that's been damaged from either, you know, everything from combat injuries to sports injuries to automobile accidents to breast cancer surgery. This could be a real game changer in terms of how we augment breasts, how we augment soft tissues that have been damaged and destroyed. So yeah. I think that this has the possibility to be a real step forward.
Dr. Goodview, take time for us. Thanks a lot for your help. We
appreciate
it.
It's my pleasure.